Hey everyone, welcome back. It's me, Christopher.
And me, Laura.
Woo! What are we talking about today?
We're talking about something very special. It's kind of like, it has to do with comedies.
Oh, I love things that are funny.
Yeah. Do you watch actually, like Hong Kong or movies made in
Yes.
Taiwan?
Yeah,
Oh,
I watch Hong Kong
really? Do you
movies.
know there's this really funny guy called Zhou Xingqi, Stephen Zhou?
Ah, I
Have
do
you
know
seen
him.
his
He did
movies?
Kung Fu Hustle. Yeah. And Shaolin Soccer.
对，少林足球，我超爱星爷的。不过今天我们要讲的东西呢，
Oh, he's
其
very
实呢
funny.
是好笑的啦，但是不是我们在电影一般看到的那种好笑，它是一种非常特别的表演哦。So we're gonna find out what we're gonna talk about very soon in our article. Let's take a look, check it out.
Comedian Workshop.
Xiangshen is a traditional style of Chinese stand-up comedy. There are usually two performers. They take turns telling witty jokes. Yet, a professional theater group, Comedians Workshop, took Xiangshen to the next level by adding drama to its shows. Yi Gang Feng and Shao Qing Song formed this group when they were university students in 1988. Comedians Workshop started as a simple student production. Today, it performs more than 100 shows a year. Feng and Song combine traditional and modern humor, making it relevant to today's youth. It's easy to see why more and more people love this new take on classical art.
Professional. Professional. Jeremy Lin is a professional basketball player in the United States. Jeremy Lin is a professional basketball player in the United States. Production. Production. The TV station made 5 new drama productions this year. The TV station made 5 new drama productions this year. Combine. Combine. Combine, combined, combined. I combined modern and ancient style in my new painting. I combined modern and ancient style in my new painting. Classical. Classical. My father likes to read classical Chinese poems. My father likes to read classical Chinese poems.
Okay, Shangshen is a traditional style of Chinese stand-up comedy. So, we see this, like, big compound noun here, stand-up comedy. Or sometimes just called stand up, is usually one person standing in front of an audience telling jokes or personal stories that are funny.
Can you do that?
I have friends who said, Chris, you should do stand up comedy. And I said, okay, but my voice is too quiet sometimes.
Oh.
So I would be on stage and I'd be like,
and they can't really hear your jokes, and even
right.
though they're really funny.
Ugh.
Oh, darn. You should practice
I should
like
get a
you.
Big voice. I'll
yeah.
trade my height for a bigger voice.
That's interesting.
I
okay,
can't.
那我们原来今天课文要说的就是相声，没错。其实呢，相声呢，这一开始的课文就有提到，它就是一种中国传统的 然后这时候他就提到了西方的 stand-up comedy， 因为在西方哦，当我们提到 stand-up comedy 这样的形式呢的表演呢，就是其实一个人哦，不过他是一个人哦，在台上讲笑话。那所以呢，其实它就是算是诶我们的这个单口相声吼。那在很早很早以前呢，这种娱乐的这个形式呢，是在19世纪呢初逐渐成为这个流行主持人讲的一些笑话来热场的活动。那它的笑话呢范围非常的广，就像刚刚 Chris 说，他有可能是把自己个人的一些 personal stories， 一些故事呢，有趣的一些故事或是一些 jokes 笑话跟大家分享。
Okay, so for this type of stand-up comedy, there are usually two performers.
Yeah, two.、Mm. 那我们要提到的是呢，我们传统的相声呢，通常呢是有两个 performer。Performer 就是指表演者。那我们来看一下，其实它也可以把它转为这个动词，就是 perform 则是表演的意思。另外，如果要做一个表演的话呢，我们则要用另外这个字啦 ，performance。P-E-R-F-O-R-M-A-N-C-E. Wow, that's long. Okay, so two performers, and what do they do?
Okay, they usually take turns telling witty jokes.
Oh, 所以呢，这时候就是两个人，然后他们会怎么样轮流说一些比较诙谐的一些笑话啦。这时候我们来看一下Take turns doing something. 它就是表示轮流做什么事情。For example, my sister and I take turns washing the dishes.
Oh,
我跟我姐姐呢都会轮流那个洗碗盘。Or we could talk about the kids. They took turns on the swing.
Oh, so there's、
sweet.
more than one. They're probably、
right.
one pushes and one rides.
Oh, I love riding on the swings. Okay, 就是轮流荡秋千。And when you talk about...Tell jokes, 它其实就是说笑话 So you're good at telling jokes, I would say.
Yes, but...
You have a quiet voice.
I have a quiet voice, but also I pause a lot. And so, like I just did, like, pause.
I can't really tell jokes because I can't stop laughing before I say it. So that's really bad.
I sometimes find my own self too funny and I just laugh.
Yeah.
And my friends are like, that's not funny. But they start to laugh. So maybe、
okay.
my laugh is funny.
Oh, okay.、Mm. Anyway,、mm. witty, it just means funny and clever, right?
Right. Exactly.
Witty 有的这个机智啊或是诙谐这样的意思。So maybe sometimes we can describe a witty talk show host.
Right.、Mm. Do you know any witty talk show hosts?
In Taiwan,、
yeah.
there are lots. Zhong Xian, Jackie Wu, I don't know if you know
him. I think
him.
I know of him.
Yeah,
is he older?
He's got a funny laugh as well. Oh, this Zhang Fei, I think you're talking about the really cool hair dude.
Yeah, maybe.
They're all really
I've seen、
witty.
Some of them in person in Taiwan, but、
wow.
I don't, someone has to tell me who they are.
Okay.
Okay, yet a professional theater group...
Okay, before we actually continue,、
oh, okay.
let me explain this. 然而有一个很专业的剧团呢 Okay, 这里的 yet 其实有着转折的语气 Of course, we have to first understand what the word professional means before we continue.
Right, professional is showing that someone is well-trained and extremely skilled. So if you see someone on stage playing the drums and they're really, 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 really good, they're...called a professional.
Oh,、mm. nice. Okay, professional. 其实就是专业的这样的意思，它是一个形容词。那有时候呢，我们要看那个，像是以前好像有类似像那种星光大道，那就会有毒舌的那个 judge 的那个庭审，就是说 ，Do you have any professional experience? 你有没有专业的经验啊？就听起来怎么唱这么烂？那另外呢，当我们要说一个人他非常的有经验，有很专业的话呢，我们可以用 professional 在后面接他的职业，像是 professional photographers 就是专业的摄影师啦 ，or we could talk about professional services 就是专业的服务啦 ，or professional help 专业的协助、建议等等，都可以用 professional 这个来形容哦。
Okay, our example, Jeremy Lin is a professional basketball player in the United States. Jeremy Lin, is it Lin Shu Hao?
Lin Shu Hao.
Hao, that's it. Lin Shu Hao is a professional basketball player, so that means he's really good, right?
Right.
In the United States.
所以林书豪呢是在美国 sorry, 是非常专业的 basketball player。 basketball player 就是篮球员。
Okay, a professional theater group, Comedians Workshop, took Shangshen to the next level by adding drama to its shows.
Ooh. Oh, 所以这里我们要提到就是 Comedians Workshop, 就是相声瓦舍，他把相声呢提升到更高的境界，就是呢他们把这个表演加入了什么东西呢？就是 drama 戏剧啦。
Okay, I may screw up their name, so please correct me if I do. Yi Kangfen.
Very good.
Okay, and Shaoqing Shen.
Song.
Okay, formed this group when they were university students in 1988.
Wow.
Oh, it's a while back.
I know. 所以我们要提到就是呢，我非常崇拜的冯毅刚还有宋少卿先生呢，他们就组了这个团队，刚刚就是相声瓦舍。在什么时候呢？哇，好久以前，1988年，因为那时候他们还是大学生呢。
Okay, so I actually tried to set up a personal comedy show in college.
Right.
We had a closed network television station.
Wow.
Do you know this? Able to maybe explain? It's a TV show that can only be seen by the campus kids.
Oh, 我知道，就是在大学生的他们才可以看到的一个他们自己制作的节目。
Unfortunately, when I was pitching the show or telling the producers,
right?
the people with the money about it,I frozen.
Oh.
Didn't say anything, so I didn't get my show.
所以他在提案的时候的过程，他反而就是因为他太紧张了，所以其实他没有说话，结果就没有得到这样子的一个机会。That's too bad. Well, let's get back to the article.
No problem. Comedians Workshop started as a simple student production.
Okay, so 一开始相声瓦舍是个非常简单的学生的作品。
Okay, production is...a movie, a play, or a broadcast. That's something you hear on the radio that is prepared for the public. So everybody.
Right. Production 其实就是指戏剧等等的作品。For example, the director wants her in his next production.
Ooh.
Well, she's probably going to be a very new rising star.
Yeah.
Okay, so how else can we use production in an example sentence?
Okay, the TV station made 5 new drama productions this year. Wow, the TV station made 5 new drama productions or shows this year.
That's a lot. 那个电视台今年就制作了五个戏剧的作品啊。
Right. Okay, today it performs more than 100 shows a year.
Wow.
And Feng and Song combine, well, we should explain combine, right?
Okay, 所以现在呢，他们两个人一年呢就表演超过100个 show 哦。那接着我们就来 what does combine mean?
Okay, so combine means to join two or more things or groups together to form a single one.
Combine 呢，其实就是结合的意思哦。它的动词三态是 combined， 直接接 d combined。OK， 所以呢，我们刚刚提到的就是冯一刚跟宋少卿他们结合了什么什么东西。But how do we use combine in sentence?
Okay, I combined modern and ancient styles in my new painting. So I took and mixed modern, which is like present day.And ancient, old styles in my new painting.
So, 我把现代和古代，也就是 ancient 的风格结合在我的新画画。So, they combine...
Yeah, they combine modern and
traditional
and modern humor, making it relevant to today's youth, which
is
you guys and us. We're still young, right?
Yeah, 所以呢...就是冯一刚还有就是宋少卿他们把传统和现代流行的一些幽默是笑话结合在一起，使现在的内容呢跟现在的年轻人就比较有相应有关的哦。
Right, it's easy to see why more and more people love this new take on classical art.
OK, 不难看得出为何越来越多人喜欢这样新的一些 手法或者尝试在传统的艺术上。
So classical means traditional in style or idea.
Classical 就是传统的或是经典的这样的意思。For example, my father likes to read classical Chinese poems or poetry. 我爸爸喜欢阅读古诗。
All right, wow, I would like to go see one of these shows.
You should, they are performed live, and I heard that's really, really scary because, as you know, a lot of performances, when they are performed live,
You really have to have really good audience engagement. Like, if your joke isn't funny and it's like dead silence, that's kind of scary.
You gotta keep getting better. You need to rise.
大家一定要去看这个相声，因为相声的人，讲相声的人都很厉害，他们都是现场的，所以他们一定要跟观众互动非常好。Well, that's it for today. Join us next time. Bye bye.
Bye.
A 范小聚会，
哇，超饱的！这间餐厅啊，果然不错，东西好吃，分量又多哎。
就是啊，改天可以再来光顾。
那我们这样多少钱啊？
哎，不知道哎，反正Let's go Dutch on this meal。
哎，Go Dutch on this meal。柜台在前面啊，为什么要去荷兰？喂
，Hi everyone, I'm Evita， 欢迎收看 A Plus 小聚会。刚刚的对话里，你们明白最后那句话是什么意思吗 ？Go Dutch, Go Dutch， 意思是各自付账。Let's go Dutch on this meal, Let's go Dutch on this meal， 也就是我们各付各的吧。而我们单看 Dutch 这个字。它是形容词，意思是荷兰语，荷兰的。Go Dutch 是有典故的，这要追溯到十七八世纪。那个时候呢，英国人与荷兰人正在为了海上的商业竞争而开战。那英国人对荷兰人不满，于是在英文里把 Dutch 这个字贬低，所以几乎有 Dutch 的片语都有轻蔑的意味。而既然我们知道了 go Dutch 是各自付账的意思，那再教大家一个用语 ，It's my treat， It's my treat， 意思是我请客，这顿我请啦。好的，同学们都学起来了吗？那么 A Plus 小聚会，下次见喽，拜拜。
Chit chat。
哇，这棵树好高好高哦！
对呀、啊、，The tree is high。不对不对 ，The tree is tall。哎呦，到底是哪一个啦？
你知道吗？英文形容人很高以及山很高，其中的高却要用不同的字哎。如果要形容人的身高，或是像是这个树啦、建筑物，或者是呢这个高而窄的东西，我们通常都会用 tall。这个字呢是指某个东西从头到脚的距离哦。For example, 林志玲 is tall and beautiful. 林志玲又高又美丽。Or Taipei 101 is the second tallest building in the world.台北101是全世界排名第二高的大楼。那如果要是指某个东西高出地面的距离，通常我们会指像是山的高度啦，或者是像是墙上很高很高的书架，这时候我们就会用 high 这个字哦。比方像是 The shelf is too high, I can't reach it. 这个书架太高了，以致我无法碰到。Or Mount Everest is the highest mountain in the world. 世界第一高峰是珠穆朗玛。另外 ，high 还有高价位的意思哦，像是 high price， 或者是像是我们如果要提房租或是东西的价钱费用很高，都可以用 high。For example, my telephone bill is really high this month. 我这个月的电话费好高哦。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
如果形容人的身高或是植物、树、建筑物高而窄的东西都要用 tall， 像是 tall buildings。如果是山啦，这样高出地面的距离的东西，我们就要用 high。所以树好高也要说 this tree is so tall。
Comedian Workshop。
相声 is a traditional style of Chinese stand-up comedy. There are usually two performers. They take turns telling witty jokes. Yet, a professional theater group, Comedians Workshop, took 相声 to the next level by adding drama to its shows.
易刚逢 and 少卿宋 formed this group when they were university students in 1988. Comedians Workshop started as a simple student production. Today, it performs more than 100 shows a year. Feng and Song combine traditional and modern humor, making it relevant to today's youth. It's easy to see why more and more people love this new take on classical art. Professional. Professional. Jeremy Lin is a professional basketball player in the United States. Jeremy Lin is a professional basketball player in the United States. Production. Production. The TV station made 5 new drama productions this year. The TV station made 5 new drama productions this year. Combine. Combine. Combine, combined, combined. I combined modern and ancient style in my new painting. I combined modern and ancient style in my new painting. Classical. Classical. My father likes to read classical Chinese poems. My father likes to read classical Chinese poems.